on Her Podcast, a broadcast of the Arizona Chapter of Women in Insurance and Financial Services, the only financial services organization with programming for women by women. Welcome back to the Counting on Her Podcast. I am your host, Amber, and I'm so thrilled to welcome our next two podcast guests today. We have one of the WFS Phoenix very own Mambassadors, Dave Garr, with us today. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we also have Chelsea Coble here today. So both of you are from Lincoln, and we're going to dive into a little bit of your initiatives that you guys got going on over at Lincoln. So I'm excited to dive in. But before we do that, Dave, I've known you for about 2 years now. Why don't you let the audience know a little bit about yourself before we jump into our topic for the day?
Well, I'm proud to be a founding member of the WIFS Phoenix chapter. I am and have served as on the board as the sponsor director. Uh-huh. I've also been with Lincoln about 5.5 years, and I recruit advisors, wealth management professionals across the country. I am based here in Phoenix.
You're in Phoenix, not Scottsdale?
I was in Scottsdale for many years. I just moved to Phoenix last week.
So Chelsea, I was so fortunate to meet you at a WFS Phoenix Redirected Tucson coffee meetup. It's our first Tucson pop-up meeting, right?
Yeah, that was very exciting for you guys to come down and hang out in my neck of the woods.
So it was only a month ago, and here we are again hanging out. So it was really cool to see that you two could come together. And like I said, I've known you, Dave, for about 2 years now. Mm-hmm. But Chelsea, you're a member as well. And so when we were talking about topics for this episode and just what the Counting on Her audience would maybe need to think about when it comes to our business and how we can really do things a little bit differently, a little more creatively. So Dave, can you bring us up to speed and tell us about the network effect?
Sure. Well, what is a network effect to start with? Mm-hmm. A network effect is a real idea in economics. It's the theory that the more users within a network, the more value that network can offer through the exchange of additional ideas, information, and resources. So why do we like that idea so much at Lincoln? Well, the more we help financial professionals engage and enrich each other within our community and our culture, the more value we can offer to each other and ultimately have a bigger impact on the lives of those they work with and those they serve.
And now a word from our sponsor. The Counting on Her Podcast is brought to you by the Arizona Leadership Foundation. The Arizona Leadership Foundation proudly provides scholarship assistance to private schools and disabled and displaced schools throughout Arizona with no preference to religious or political affiliation. We believe parents should have a choice when it comes to the education of their children. To learn more, please visit arizonaleader.org.
You talked a lot about fostering this culture at Lincoln. And so that's where you and Chelsea really have dove in this year and really are putting, I'm calling it an initiative, but I mean, it's been around, but your company as a whole and you two specifically are really doing more this year, more than ever. And so I think that's so important for people to know. And we're looking at the Counting on Her members and listeners. What do you think that they should be thinking about when you incorporate this network effect into lives in general? I mean, it could be business, it could be relationships. Let's talk about that a little bit more because I know you guys have been working really hard to really roll that out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the network effect is embodying everybody and that diversity and empowering women, right? In our industry, we are the minorities and it allows us to be able to connect and grow and help women financial professionals really do what they do best. Mm-hmm. And that's being able to spend time with their clients and grow their books of business. And we're able to support and foster and help them with that culture of being able to bring everybody together in that network effect.
And so we're not just talking about financial services here. We're talking about, I mean, the overall idea could be supporting each other on really any business idea that you have, right? And it could be taken into not just, I mean, Lincoln, we have what the broker dealer, there's multiple divisions, but I mean, we could take this into our own personal lives too, right, Dave?
Yeah, when I think about networks, you know, we're, you know, here we are as members of WIFS Phoenix coming together here today. All of us have different places whether it's connections, groups, things we're engaged with in our community, in our churches, through associations at schools and work and all the other places we connect with other people, right? Mm-hmm. Networks and the benefits of networks really are known and really show themselves when you reach out and engage, but also when you are with people who are like-minded, mm-hmm. who want to lift you as much as you want to lift others, who aren't in the network or the organization just for what they get out of it, but because of what they put into it and the sense of satisfaction that gives them.
I've had people say that, you know, I don't sell insurance. I don't manage money, Amber. Why would I want to even be involved with a group that is in the financial services arena? But I mean, it could be a number of things. And there's also younger people that are not really sure where they fit if they don't love, say, mathematics or accounting. And really, when we talk about the network, it really could be for that thought leadership. It doesn't always have to be about managing money, or I mean, it does truly stem from financial planning and some other things, but you talk about it being in the advice business, right, Dave?
When I think about all the fantastic professionals I've come to meet here at WFS, for example, mm-hmm. in this network, it could be those that we know in our network at Lincoln. The common thread is that it's about relationships with people. It's mm-hmm. about shared values, understanding the values and motivations of others. The economics and the financials and all the nerdy side of the business really is secondary to relationships.
Absolutely.
So it was so great that we could actually spend time again together after our Tucson coffee meeting. So let's talk a little bit about you, Chelsea.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been in the financial industry for about 20 years. Happy to be with Lincoln and partnering with the wonderful Dave Garr. He is fantastic. And being able to be a part of WIFS mm-hmm. and meeting new people and women through the network.
Well, we call Dave the Manbassador. He's one of the Manbassadors. So a lot of people say, okay, counting on her. It's about the females out there in business, but it's also just, we're all working together. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's great about having Dave. He's always been so supportive to come in, come to events, reciprocating time. And we're really thankful for that. And that you obviously get to work together too. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'll count that as a bonus for me. Dave is a wealth of knowledge and mm-hmm. is very helpful.
You're both too kind.
So let's talk about how we've talked about Lincoln. We've talked about your backgrounds being in the industry. So if we really want to get this network effect going, really don't have any excuses anymore. We have social media, we have organizations, different memberships. When we talk about the true vision of the network effect, Dave, we've talked about how it's a little bit different than just a traditional organization. There's almost like an energy it pulls. And we've talked about, you know, you pay a membership, you might go to a club, but you got to show up, and then it's really you show up and that's all you get. When it comes to your own network, maybe different events, how this can be catapulted into just a whole kind of a different realm. So how would one just maybe even get started building out their own network? How have you seen it in action within Lincoln?
That's the pleasure of the work that I get to do. I'm a recruiter, so to speak, and mm-hmm. I'm using air quotes as I say that, but what am I really? I'm a connector of people mm-hmm. to other people, people to resources, forming associations, relationships, and helping people accomplish what they have in terms of their own goals and visions in tandem with what other people do well, right? Your skill sets may be strong in certain areas, and other people or groups or teams that already exist or are already affiliated here may have skill sets and areas of expertise that you lack in or that you'd like to develop. As a recruiter or as a introducer of one person to the next or one team to
another.
You're
definitely a connector.
You're really looking for how do we get 1 + 1 = 3 in any given scenario, right? Yeah. How does everybody get ahead?
Well, it's just ironic. I've bumped into you through certain organizations. We've talked about WFS. We have other chapters, other friends outside of just our, like we might strategic partner with, but there is this culture that it's a real thing. So it might sound a little cheesy, Dave, but Chelsea, I didn't know you were affiliated with Dave. So I meet you, we hit it off. We have a good time. We're like, we're going to do more.
Yeah.
We also have a sister colleague in California, and her energy, I mean, she's really explained to me how within her division, they're taking this antiquated approach in the financial services industry and really doing things differently. So as much as it might seem like a shameless plug, if we're just removing the name for it, you know, who we work for potentially, but just how to do things better, I feel like when we were even talking about this concept. You guys are really putting it into motion, but there's this like-minded connection, friendships, colleagues that are just naturally occurring here. So as we get ready for the episode today, there's already been almost a year's worth of this that's already happened, even Correct. Before I heard about the network mm-hmm. effect. So we've already been kind of utilizing it, and you're spearheading that and making sure that it's really becoming, we've talked about initiative, but really making it go to a launch this year so that we can do better and be better. So I think that's the, from what I gather, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, that if the audience is really looking at some pearls of wisdom to kind of wrap this up today, is really how do we collaborate, use other people's talents to then find more resources and solutions for the people we're helping. Would you say that that's something that you guys are teaming up on, and it's kind of continuous Absolutely. In your everyday?
Yeah, I think you're right on there.
Yeah. Definitely. So if we were to land today with this episode and the listeners are, you know, okay, what is a takeaway that you guys could share? You know, just maybe something that they can introduce, even a small habit or step in the right direction. What would you say to them today?
Start closest to you. Mm. Look for those opportunities in your own community, people mm-hmm. you already know, whether that be in person, social media, or other organizations you're in. Mm-hmm. WIFS, for me, for example, mm-hmm. I looked around my community, found there was no organization like this here, mm-hmm. and I had been active in one in another state.
Oh.
Ended up seeking out Sue, uh-huh. who became
the founder
and our first president for the first couple of years.
Right.
And it went from a couple of conversations with Sue to including more people. And now we have this nationally recognized chapter mm-hmm. of people from very diverse backgrounds, very diverse aspects and angles of the industry, mm-hmm. all rowing in many cases in the same direction.
Yeah. So if you feel like, gosh, I don't really have anyone close to me, well, guess what? We're going to link up information in the description boxes in the podcast. But you can always ask any of us, hey, where do I get started? Even if it's like, maybe you don't think it is even a connection that would stick yet, if you're not in the industry yet, or you're a career changer, the bigger the network, the more friends you have. And then there's always a place we could find a way to connect. So if anything today, just know that we would love to be resources for the listeners at Counting on Her. So
don't be afraid to be the first person to reach out, okay? Because there are people that feel the same way that you do, and you have to be courageous enough to make that first connection. And the people that are like-minded like you mm-hmm. will gravitate towards you.
Yeah, there's certainly an energy that can happen. Yeah.
Exactly. And you have that synergy, you're going to find your people. But sometimes you have to take a leap to reach out and be the first one to make that connection.
Yeah, and I think that's what I mean by there's really no excuses. We have resources. So Absolutely. If you're an introvert and you're just not looking to do a ton of events in person, find some virtual connections. Maybe pop in for a couple hours just to have that social time to meet people. I mean, there really is something to be said about people face-to-face, and I have a virtual practice and I rarely see a client in person. So when you can do that, you know, it is nice. And I mean, Chelsea, we've talked about even just seeing each other briefly, and here we are again. Mm-hmm. But if you are that person that loves to be out and about, yeah, make it happen.
Yeah, grab somebody too. Yeah. So if you are that person that loves to be out and about, mm-hmm. take somebody with you that yep. maybe isn't the one to jump in. That mm-hmm. way they can connect with other like-minded individuals.
And I feel like sometimes if we are not feeling super creative, we might not be happy with our jobs, or there's a certain thing that's happening. It's kind of like going to church when you have the fellowship and you start talking. A lot of people are going through the same things. And so I think just having the opportunity to get out there, maybe be a little vulnerable here and there, but bring someone with you, like you said, or being the first, but pull someone along for the ride, can make it a little bit easier. And Absolutely. We're all going through some of these things together. So I think it brings some resilience too.
You know, I've been doing what I do for 17 years, just recruiting people and consulting them through the process of connecting into, in my case, a firm to support their wealth management and financial planning business, right? Mm-hmm. But one of the most common observations that I've seen over the course of those years is the isolation factor that impacts men and women both. The level of isolation is amazing, especially when people decide that they want to own and build and run their own independent business. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's unique to financial services. It would be the same if you're doing almost anything on your own outside of a larger group of people.
Well, I do feel that when you foster those meaningful connections, there's really good exchange of business intelligence. You have opportunities that can pop up for that business growth. So Chelsea, like you said, just kind of get out there, because we got to break that silo, that isolation, have the conversation. And I think that that can truly help. And so there are some people built like Dave that are going to be, probably Chelsea too, are going to be those that really can be the people connector. But again, through the network, we can certainly find the right collaboration, the right people to help each other out. So I think that's great. I really appreciate you guys being here today and learning a little bit more about what you have done and what you're going to continue to do. So thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amber.
A lot of fun.
The Counting on Her podcast is a service of WIFS Phoenix, attracting, developing, and advancing women in the financial services industry. For more information, please visit us at WIFSPHX.com. Thank you for listening.